Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jasmine and Mac with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland state election heats up with new poll results showing a change in fortune for the Miles government, especially in metro areas. Polling conducted by the Brisbane Times shows that Stephen Miles is ahead of David Crisafulli in metro areas, with Labor's primary vote rising by 10 percentage points to sit at 32%, while the LNP fell 4 points to 40%, their lowest all year. While the LNP stance on youth justice has initially garnered them more popularity, their relative silence on reproductive rights has caused their popularity to dwindle in metro areas. In national news, police pepper sprayed suspected neo-Nazis disrupting a Melbourne protest in support of a campaign for refugees to be given permanent visas. Asylum seekers have slept outside the Department of Home Affairs building in Melbourne's Docklands for the last 3 months, demanding refugee status after the Labor government rejected permanent visa applications. 20 men concealed their identity with black balaclavas and sunglasses while shouting slurs at the 100th and final night of the encampment.
In international news, a sign limiting hug time to 3 minutes at the international airport in New Zealand city Dunedin has caused quite a commotion. Erected in the airport's drop-off zone, the sign asks people to use the car park for fonder farewells rather than lingering for too long, as part of a broader effort to keep traffic flowing. The airport's chief executive, Dan De Bono, told the country's national broadcaster, Radio New Zealand, that they were taking a friendly approach and wanted to avoid more intense messaging such as fines. But luckily for the cuddlers out there, there will not be a special unit of hug police enforcing the rule. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with the sun expected to shine a bit later. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.